You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Sue Belcom because it's one of our favorite times of the week.
Sue, thanks for joining us. It's time for Main Street Eats.
Ooh, thanks for having me. We know how much I love food, don't we?
We do.
And Sue, autumn begins next week.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And autumn means cooler weather, and you have to stay indoors, so you might as well listen to the radio, and you can find out what's going on all over the United States, and you don't have to wear a mask, so you can drink some good spicy tea and just have a wonderful afternoon. But it's also kind of like, I don't know, this is my favorite time of the year next to the other three seasons. And so I feel sorry for people who don't get to witness autumn. And, you know, we have so few trees in this state that when the trees start turning colors, you know, we're out there just absorbing as much of that as we possibly can. And it's kind of like, just, you know, we plant trees just for the color out there. So after the gardening's all done, we go out and collect leaves and we press them between the pages of a good book. And then when they fall out in the spring, you're like, I wonder what I did that for.
Well, Sue, you've got that root cellar farm. You're growing stuff during the growing season. You go to the market, the farmer's markets, and you sell your produce and your finished goods there. So you bring a wealth of information. This season, what would you tell us about autumn for people who grow like you do and sell like you do?
Well, sometimes we get a little depressed because it's like the end of cucumber season, and that means no more pickles, you know.
Well, let's not forget the tomatoes.
Oh, yes. And oh, my gosh, I had the most wonderful tomatoes this year. They were just absolutely gorgeous. And we do market until the end of October because there are things that we can talk about later on that are still out there and they store well. And but right now, yes, I'm just kind of like, I made the last of my salsa, which is famous around here. And I have no more pickles, which are becoming famous. And I'm surprised about that because this is the first year I've ever really done that. But, you know, we have this new high tunnel and we just bought this new walk behind tractor. And so right now we're kind of cleaning out dead foliage and I'm getting ready to plant garlic and we're going to put some compost on the gardens and then dig that in with that new tractor because it's such a cool thing. And I can't wait. I'm already got my little waterproof write as rain notebook and pencil out and I'm making notes about things we're going to do different next year and I'm cleaning up tools and and then we're going to sit down and listen to the radio all winter long next to the fireplace because, oh, you guys, it's autumn. And you'll notice that there are buffalo berry bushes loaded with red berries this year. And that's usually indicative of a very hard winter with lots and lots of snow. Tractor has a snow thrower on it, too. We can't wait to use it.
Well, I could wait if I were you. You know, I used to be a weatherman a long, long, long time ago, very long time ago. And we always used to talk about meteorological fall and astronomical fall. And, of course, if we're talking about fall next week, that's astronomical. We're already in meteorological fall. So, you know, we're just parsing hairs here. But we do that with Sue Belcom.
Right. And I'm so impressed because you know about the difference between astronomical and meteorological seasons. Now, I prefer the astronomical ones because my life is kind of astronomical and I'm always watching the moon. And so one day when I was still working the newspaper, I was on my way to town and absolutely, it must have been like 7:30 in the morning. The sun is right behind me. The moon, full moon, was right in front of me and they were like facing each other. Now, the days aren't exact opposite. I mean, they're not like equally parsed that day, but they are so close that it was just kind of a cool thing. Yeah. And then, of course, because we have the high tunnels and the greenhouse and all of these other things on the property, I can tell what season it is by where the sun comes up. Like you can you can really see how things are changing right now quite quickly. And the leaves on the trees have been around now for, they've been changed. They started changing like, well, I don't know, about a week ago or so, and they're still hanging on to the trees. And I think that that's kind of a little miracle in itself too, because sometimes we'll get a frost and then boom, they just drop in one day.
No,
like gone.
Right.
I know that in Northwest Minnesota, the state publishes a fall color guide to tell mm-hmm. you when the trees are going to be peak in various parts of the state. Now, North Dakota, as you mentioned, it's not terribly heavily forested unless you're up in the Turtle Mountain area. They're not, and Walhalla, those parts mm-hmm. of North Dakota have lots of trees. But we have rivers, and those rivers typically have a fair amount of tree growth around them. So there is color. It's, you know, you might have to go look for it, but it's there. And it's a miracle, isn't it? What happens to these leaves,
right?
The kind of color they create.
I've heard it, and I still never understand what's happening.
Well, I have a sumac bush in the front yard.
They're
that's
gorgeous.
Just really amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, that thing turns the most gorgeous colors, and it spreads. Like, that was a bonus when I bought this bush from my friend, is that it's one of those deer stag antler sumacs. So when the leaves fall off of it, it looks like antlers. Huh. And there are the deer are even changing colors this time of year. Like, I've noticed the deer,
I don't think there's
are
this
like
chlorophyll
dark
breakdown though.
Brown. I don't think so either, but they're doing it in conjunction with the trees, so that when the leaves fall off the trees, they stand in the amongst the bottom there's river bottoms, and you can't
that's
tell
just,
where they are most of them.
Well, that's because they're getting ready to hide.
Yeah.
right, because you know what comes next, like after autumn comes hunting season.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Well, maybe
you know,
it's like flamingos that are actually white, but they turn pink because of what they eat. Maybe as leaves and stuff. I have no idea.
I really want people, some flamingos in my yard.
There are people who can arrange that, Sue.
Yeah.
I think Bismarck probably has them.
That'd be so cool. But, you know, leaves are green because of the chlorophyll in there. And that's kind of like their little feeding system between the roots and the leaves. That's why when in the wintertime, if you don't protect your trees from the mice that get under there when the snow is really deep and they'll mm-hmm. girdle your tree, that breaks that connection between the roots and the leaves and they will die. So you have to we really cherish our trees out here because we have so few of them. But that chlorophyll, there's something else in the leaves that causes the red color. And of course, your maples, and I can't pronounce that word. I think it starts with an A, but your
like
maple trees.
Anthocyanin
or
something.
That's what it is. And that creates that red color, but it also is determined by, you know, how hard the freeze is, what the temperatures are like after the freeze, and how much rainfall we get. Sometimes when those trees are nourished a little bit more in the summertime, they actually hang on to those leaves a little bit longer. But when they're ready to go, and I don't know how they know when they're ready to go, but they will start forming a barrier between the branch and the leaf. They're just like, I'm cutting you off, baby. Go away. And so they grow those cells and those leaves fall off. And if you're fortunate enough to have a day after a hard freeze when there's no wind, I've sat outside under a tree and you can hear them letting go. They're just like, boop, and they float to the ground. And it's an ethereal, spiritual thing, the changing of the seasons. And it's something I just love and I have always been interested in my whole life.
Well, when I was a kid, of course, in the summer, you'd be looking for the four-leaf clover, the perfect clover.
In the fall, looking over a four-leaf clover.
You said you wouldn't sing.
I know I managed to get it in there, though, I'm good, aren't I?
But in the fall, you can sit out there, and especially if you're in an area that has a lot of maple leaves, you can look for the perfect maple leaf.
Yeah.
And because
and
they last forever, you know, they really do.
Yes. Like I said, you'll find them falling out of my books, all of my books, when you're like, oh, here, borrow this book. Why are there leaves in this book?
I love it.
So, because we try to remember, you know, we're remembering the colors and it's just fun. And it's fun to talk about these things, too, you know.
I want to go back to what you said about buffalo berry bushes. You said being thick with fruit can indicate potential for a hard winter. Do you know the science behind that?
There is no science. It's Native American folklore. And I actually have some wonderful people that come up from Standing Rock to the farmer's market. And I verified that with them the other day. There was a young man wanting to know about salsa. And so we got into this conversation. He's like, don't you make buffalo berry jam? And I'm like, it's so hard to pick them, but there's so many of them and they are delicious. And he said, yeah, that's indicative of a harsh winter. And I haven't double checked with the almanac. Have you, Doug? Do you ever go to the old farmer's almanac?
I haven't in almost most of my lifetime now.
just been because putting it off for 37 years myself.
I'm recalling when I was a weatherman, the people who would call up and say, have you read the almanac today? Because that does not match the forecast. And I have to get back to them and say, you know, the almanac should be sold in the fiction section of the bookstore.
See, I'm on their side here. I'm like, if you watch the mourning doves, they're paired up now and they don't get further than 1 foot apart from their mate. They're out there in the yard and they're close together. The deer have already changed color, like I mentioned earlier. The animals are getting ready for winter. And so we need to get ready for winter too.
Well,
because it's coming.
I'm putting on my winter weight. I'm way ahead of you, Sue.
All right. We check in with Sue Belcom for Main Street Eats every week. Always a pleasure, Sue.
Oh, thank you guys. It was great.